podcast where we resurrect from our last
man. Ladies and gentlemen, coming back on the air after an interruption due to technical
podcast where we resurrect, revitalize, and reanimate George Romero's Night of the Living Dead in 1 minute at a time in order. I'm Matt from the Savage Land podcast.
I am Rachel from the Savage Land podcast.
I'm Jason from thatmightbecool.com.
And this is minute 96. Minute 96 is the final minute for this entire film, and it's only 17 seconds long, and there's a bonfire, and then says the end.
A very pretty the end.
It's a very pretty the end. It seems a little like prettier than it needs to be for this movie.
It feels a little out of place.
It should have been dripping blood.
Yeah. The end.
Blood soaked the end.
It should have been written in that death metal font that's
Megadeth?
Impossible. That's impossible. No, like this, like the Norwegian death black metal guys who write their band names. It's like you can't even tell what it says. It's so ridiculously complex.
I love those fonts. Let's have a moment of silence for the people who create those fonts.
Great job, you guys. We really appreciate what you do. Well, there's not much to talk about in this minute other than what we just talked about with the end. How you guys feel about our journey down the minute by minute podcasts? That was a weird voice I chose to do
really
there. Oh boy!
I stand by your decision.
I do too. I regret nothing.
If that was replaced by a less weird voice in post, then you'll never know.
I wouldn't even have a clue.
Yeah. No, not you, the listener. I mean, you. I guess you wouldn't have a clue if I'm editing this. I don't know who's editing this, but...
I don't know. Well...
I love...
What do you guys want to rate the... Yeah, what do you love?
I was gonna say, I love the times where I choose not to butt in with something stupid and just let Matt find his way.
Yeah. It's very entertaining.
Yeah, I think it's probably more entertaining than like just a bad one-liner.
It's probably true.
You know, it's like me podcasting. Oftentimes, if I'm like sort of left to my own devices, is like if you took some guy from New York and like stuck him in the jungle and was like here's some scissors and a comb. Find your way back to civilization.
As evidenced by you telling that story.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, no, I get you. That's yeah. But it's good.
Matt, just
it's entertaining.
Just talk linear for 5 minutes. Oh, boy. Don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. I
think you're going to get off track real quick there, bud.
Real quick, bud.
You guys want to talk about some of your favorite zombie stuff? Give out some recommendations. Let the crowd know that we don't hate zombies, even if we were poo-poo-y a little bit on the show, and that zombies are fun, and we appreciate everybody listening, and we would like to share some of our favorite zombie apparel. That's also like media.
I don't have any zombie apparel.
Apparel media?
Do you wear media?
What I'm talking about.
I guess you could.
I like
in the future everybody wears TV shows.
I really thought the book World War Z was a good one. You should read that.
I agree.
I have that book sitting right next to me right now, actually.
You could even get the audiobook because it's narrated by fun actors like Henry Rollins and
Brad
guy
Pitt.
From that show. Not Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Henry Rollins is the best.
He's the best. Let's talk about Henry Rollins for a while.
Let's commemorate the career of Henry Rollins.
There's a video of him reading some Dr. Seuss books, and it's just the best thing I've ever seen.
He's pretty great. We've mentioned on the podcast, The Last of Us is a fantastic video game that I'm sure everybody has played. But if you have it and you like zombie stuff, and even if you're not even a big video gamer, just put it on easy and play it for fun. It's a great story.
Yeah, it's very good.
I'm gonna recommend go the comedy route, and that's like most of the things that we're gonna recommend. We've probably mentioned at some point on the show.
Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Zombieland.
Damn it.
I got this. Can we snipe all of Jason's things?
Zombieland is my favorite. I love that movie. Apparently the show might still happen. So Zombieland started out as like a spec script for a show, and apparently they might still make it into a show. I don't know, but the movie was fantastic. I loved it.
I don't know if they need to make it into a show.
I don't think so either. But I love Zombieland. That movie will just fill your heart with joy, and Bill Murray and Woody Harrelson. And
very good movie.
Yep, you just have to suffer through 2 hours of Jesse Eisenberg.
I was about to say, it's even a movie where Matt and Rachel will stand Jesse Eisenberg.
Well, yeah, suffer through.
Yeah,
that's
suffer
what I said.
Through. I still hate him a whole lot.
He's fine
but
in that movie.
I will
movie.
Watch that movie. That's a very good movie.
Yeah, he's still fine in that movie. You guys are crazy.
Mm.
He's an okay actor. Let's hate for Jesse Eisenberg.
I'm not saying he's not a good actor. I just don't like his character.
I don't like his face and the way he talks.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not saying that that's bad. It's just...
Right.
I personally don't like it.
I mean, somebody watched Zombieland and was like, you know what this guy would be really good as? Lex Luthor.
Well, they probably watched The Social Network and thought that, to be fair.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Which I also sat through The Social Network for you.
And for me.
Oh.
And it was awful.
What? Such a good movie. David Fincher doesn't make awful movies.
Well, we can get into that later.
I guess there's that Alien movie, but...
I had some issues with that movie. Anyways, we can talk about that some other time.
Yeah,
Robert Kirkman's Marvel Zombies is a fun zombie read.
It does
all your favorite superheroes, but they're zombies.
Whoa.
Wacky twist.
Robert Kirkman makes some good zombie stuff.
The Marvel Zombies comic is a lot of fun to read. It's pretty ridiculous. It's enjoyable.
Did he write Marvel Zombies 2, or did someone else take that over?
Somebody else took it over, yeah.
I feel like it was Mark Miller. I don't know, someone like that.
You mean Mark Millar?
Ugh, I hate it when people say that. It's freaking Miller.
That's why I did it.
I hate comic book fans. They all suck.
That's why I did it.
I know you did. You,
you,
what do you
got?
What's on your list there, Rachel?
I'm going to pick Shaun of the Dead.
S-O-T-D?
Yep.
Because it's amazing, and I love Simon Pegg so much, and Nick Frost.
I love me some good sot-d...
Yeah.
Yep. It was the Living Dead Minute listeners audio participation.
I love when that happens so much, Matt. You just don't even know. I understand, but I love it so much.
It's so fun. It's so fun listening to Matt like just like doggy paddle in his own words.
You'd think, like, why does this guy do podcasting? Well, you know why? To put myself out there and to make
face your fears.
People laugh at me. You laugh. People can laugh at the Matt's expense. How we can't talk like normal.
Math people. At Lat's expense.
Oh God.
But yeah, it was our guest's main pick.
See, I was trying to go for like Teen Choice Award, but that didn't work. So I tried to throw.
I don't think any of the more teens. People's Choice.
People's Choice Award.
People's
but
Choice Award.
I wanted to clarify that it wasn't listeners; it was just guests.
Zombies
but
Choice
guests,
Awards.
Zombies Choice Award.
Guests Choice Awards didn't
in
sound
the
right.
Zombie category.
I had a trajectory, guys. I wasn't just aimless there. But you're right.
Love you, Matt. Never change.
I don't think I could if I wanted to anymore.
Good.
But yes, Shaun of the Dead, definitely. And I will always and forever love Resident Evil.
Resident Evil's good.
I love Re as well. Is that what the fans
Job.
Call it? Re?
No.
Oh.
No. Just you.
Damn it.
And I just want to specify, not the movies.
No, no, boy. Nuh-uh.
Resident Evil. Video games, Resident Evil.
Damn.
That new
damn
Resident
tootin'.
Evil video game, it scared my pants off.
Oh, I couldn't even go down the little hole thing, like behind the fireplace.
No,
I sounds like me with your mom. Am I right?
Oh, I'm glad I wore my brown pants.
Two thumbs way up my butt.
way
up the butt.
What other? You guys got any more recommendations? Anything else zombie themed?
Zombie recommendations. I mean, you know, there's always like the Walking Dead comic, which is better than the show. There's a good few zombie comics out there.
You know what's crazy? There's just a ton of zombie stuff out there, listener. As you're unaware of how much zombie content there is in the world, open your eyes. It's all over.
Open your eyes. Wake up, sheeple.
Wake up, sheeple. Here's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to this zombie craze dying off in popularity, and then in like 15 years, some real hot new zombie stories that are fresh,
yep,
and different. I'm looking forward to that. So
yes,
we'll keep your feed. Keep this on your feed, and in 15 years, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm really looking forward to the Amazon original show Bosch. You know that show Bosch?
No.
I don't
is
either.
It zombie?
It's just a show where there's a billboard all over the place, and it's just a guy's face, and it says Bosch.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think you're just going for a real good joke there, but that sure fell flat.
No, I wasn't going for any
I don't
kind
know
of joke.
Why you're even mentioning this. Is it zombie related, or are you just like, hey, this is around?
No, I just keep seeing the billboards for it, and I'm like, that show looks dumb.
So that's a real billboard.
Yeah, no, it's a real billboard. Just Google Bosch.
I thought you were just like made that up out of the top of your head, and I was like, what is he talking about? That's the dumbest. That's not even a joke.
You're right. It wasn't a joke.
It wasn't
much
even
like,
a joke.
Much not, like the Amazon original show, Bosch, it was real.
It's not even a joke.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's.
What if it turns out Bosch is like the best comedy ever? It's the next Seinfeld.
I think it's like a drama, though. I think it's like a procedural. It's just some guy's face, and it says Bosch. It looks dumb. Anyway.
Bash. Well,
what about recommended black and white films, since this was a black and white film?
This Island Earth. That's my favorite black and white film made.
I've never watched that.
It's got Interocitors in it. You know what? I was... Here's a tangent we can go down.
Let's
this will be super fun for the listeners. I was watching a film... I was watching Alien the other night. And I was thinking to myself, all the old shows, they try to have like advanced technology. They show what advanced technology is, but it's never like
true.
It's never actually advanced technology. It's basically what the technology is at the time with like some dings and whistles on it.
Yeah.
Except for This Island Earth. This Island Earth has a flat screen in it. Way ahead of its time. The only thing is on the Interocitor and the flat screen, it's triangle shaped, which then took me down the rabbit hole of like, why don't movies come in circles instead of squares? Huh? Answer me that.
Terrence Howard once had a similar question, but it was when he was making up his own version of math, and he was talking about why do bubbles take the form of circles and not squares? So you're kind of doing reverse Terrence Howard right now.
Well, no, that has to do with surface tension. I'm just talking about, like, seriously, we decided that film was more practical square-shaped than in any other shape, which it probably was. But what if that whoever made that was like, hey, I'm going to use a circle instead, and then all of our films would have been circles this whole time. And then you'd see a square movie and be like, that doesn't look right. That looks wrong.
I think
and then even our screens would be, everything would be circle shaped.
Yeah.
Don't you think life would be calmer with circle shapes? There'd be no 90 degree angles on anything. It'd be, everything's rounded and comforting. And
well, and I think that, so to kind of go further on that question, I think that if movies had been originally formatted in a circle, and the biggest reason is for film to feed through the camera, and so that the frame
right.
would be
no, it's, yeah. It's right. It's practical.
Yeah, it's practical. Yeah, but if they had been circles,
and all that, whatever.
If they had been circles, then like our TVs would have ended up being circles. Our phones would have ended up being circles. Keyboards probably would be circular shaped. Like, think of all the things that would be different.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm telling you. What would a world of circles look like It would be much calmer.
A world of circles.
No harsh edges. People wouldn't poke their eyes out on things.
That's probably true.
That's a good point.
Needles would be circle shaped.
It'd be harder to lock things down because everything would be rolling around everywhere.
All of our houses would just be moving.
My cat would be laying on my laptop all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Since cats like squares.
Laptops do like squares. Look just like big makeup app. What are those things called, Rachel?
Compacts. That's exactly what I was thinking. It's like even your laptop would look like that and your phone would just look like you're talking into your makeup.
Yeah. Wasn't there one of those in It Follows?
Sure.
Yeah, there was. Do you remember that little...
No.
In It Follows, where it's like there's no set time in that movie, there's like it looks like it's taking place in the 80s, but he pulls out some like little high-tech compact that's his phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
Does that movie take place in like an alternate now?
Yes. Yeah. Which is what kind of makes that movie good, is there's no rooting in any sort of time frame. That's kind of all over the place, which keeps you on your feet and keeps you disoriented.
That's like the TV show Gotham. It's like simultaneously in the... Like it's like an amalgamation of like the Adam West TV show and Tim Burton universe and Christopher Nolan universe. It's weird.
This is such an odd comparison that you've just made.
He did. He was like, let's take the masterpiece known as It Follows and use Fox's Gotham.
That's what I'm saying,
to
though.
Compare that.
Like just doing that.
This is not great television program, Gotham.
The reason that I brought that up is that just doing that doesn't necessarily inherently make something good, but it's an interesting thing to do. Because in Gotham, they're all driving like cars from like the 80s and 90s, but then they have cell phones, but then like they're all working on like really old fashioned looking computers. It's all just a hodgepodge mix.
It's like Cuba.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although Cuba's
or
awesome
North
because all
Korea.
All the cars are from like the 60s.
That's what I mean. It's anachronistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd like to thank... No, I'm just kidding. I don't have anybody to thank on the podcast. No, we do want to thank getting back on target here. Stay on target. That was intentional. we do want to thank Pete and Alex of the Star Wars Minute for starting this whole minute-by-minute... global force.
Yeah. No, it's an honor to be on the same little community as everybody that's there. If you go to moviesbyminutes.com, you will find all sorts of other amazing podcasts from some great people, some of whom have been on this show before. Crystal Beth from the Fifth Element, Scott Carelli from Spider-Man Minute and Back to the Future Minute. You can find freaking other people, Chris Durkoch on the Burbs Minute, Jim O'Kane on the Rocketeer Minute, and we would also like to thank our other guests, Sandy Parker, Mark Cerulli, and Sean and Brighton from the World Champion Podcast.
Mark Cerulli from the Mad Max Minute Podcast.
Mark Cerulli is not
that
from the Mad Max.
Rick.
That was Rick Ingham.
Rick.
That was Rick Ingham.
Rick Ingham from the Mad Max. And that podcast is great, by the way. Well, really all of them are. But yeah, tune in to...
I'm sorry, Rick. I'm sorry.
Tune in to all of our guests' podcasts. They were great guests on our show, and all of their shows are also independently great, and they are probably better at this minute-by-minute format than we are. Yeah, good stuff. I don't know. Anything else for us to go over?
If we get 200 likes on this picture,
no.
If we get 40 comments in favor of us doing Dawn of the Dead, we'll consider it.
Yeah. If you, in all seriousness, if you would like us to come back and talk about either Dawn of the Dead or maybe even Return of the Living Dead, I'm not opposed to it, because there's still a lot to talk about there. If you feel strongly about it, please either send us an email. You can send it to jason@thatmightbecool.com, because I'll probably check that more often than the Living Dead Minute email. Send it there, or leave us a rating or review on iTunes with that request, or I don't know, tweet us or something.
Yeah, I'll do it for landscape favors.
What?
Like, if you come over to my house and help me out with some landscaping stuff, I'll do the podcast.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. And yeah, keep...
There's a lot of flowers to plant. I got a lot of dirt to move around back there. Some retaining walls. Just come help me out.
Yeah, just help them out.
In return, Day of the Dead. Dawn of the Dead.
Either
Maybe one. Even Day of the Dead. I don't know. It depends on how much landscaping favors he'll help me out with.
But yes, and subscribe to Savage Land Podcast, where we will keep new episodes coming at least once a week. And we've also got like three more podcasts that'll be starting from thatmightbecool.com at some point in the future. Don't worry, Matt and Rachel, you're not roped in to all of them, although you're welcome.
Did you hear that? Three of them.
Yep.
Three.
There's a lot.
Not four.
There's a lot coming.
Certainly not two.
Certainly not two. So yeah, just three. Stay updated on thatmightbecool.com and stay subscribed to our podcasts and you'll probably hear from us. And stay subscribed on this feed just in case we decide to throw something on here every once in a while.
Well, and to you, dear listener, thanks for listening to 95 episodes of this podcast.
96.
96 whole episodes of this podcast.
Actually, 97 because there was a zero episode.
97 episodes of this whole podcast. We appreciate we do it for you.
We do it yes. for those sweet,
thank,
sweet listens.
Thank you.
Yeah. Certainly don't do it for myself.
Oftentimes we do it in spite of ourselves. Yeah, no, to anybody who's listened to every episode, we greatly appreciate that. That's freaking awesome. To anybody who's listened to any episodes, we greatly appreciate that. You're great people.
But if you listen to like episode 23, you'll never hear us thanking you, so you missed out.
You missed yep. out. It, yeah. That's the truer words have never been said.
Yep.
but it's been a good time. It's been a good few months, and we definitely appreciate everybody who listened and hope that you will join us on our future endeavors. Anything else to say before we send it off on the road?
Good night and God bless.
This has been...
Living
Dead,
Dead
Minute!
Richie, you have to say it at least once.
Oh, the Living Dead Minute.
Yes. Back on. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming back on the air after an interruption due to a technical problem.
Nothing wrong with the radio. Must have been the station.